I think that the state of Texas is actually has a lot of influence in national politics, right? Particularly looking at things that have happened recently. So the Indian Child Welfare Act is a legislation that prioritizes children being adopted within their native families. One of our federal district courts up in Dallas just recently decided a couple of weeks ago to overturn that decision and has put that ICWA legislation in limbo. And so without having native voices participating and creating pressure around significant factors like that, then it has a ripple effect across the entire country. The long game that we've got going here with our Native Vote SA initiative is that we want to have conversations not only about why Native children are overrepresented in the foster care and adoption system, but we need to figure out ways of being able to create pressure so we can continue to protect our families and the ability to be able to educate our children in that cultural life way. Another piece that I think is really important to put on the table is that the state of Texas doesn't have an Indian commission. They have no way of being able to route resources or create conversation around all of the different tribes that still exist here in San Antonio, in San Antonio and the rest of the state of Texas that are not federally recognized. And so we want to create visibility. We want to create more significant conversation.